All right. Well, good morning. Feliz Navidad. No, that's good night. Feliz Navidad and Feliz Año Nuevo. All right. Well, it's good to be with you guys again and to bring a little update on what's going on in Guatemala. It's been a busy year, for especially the end of the year, just, and I'll go into that a little bit more in a little bit. Some of you don't know, but Jeanette and I, we were going to a ministry down in Mexico, Rancho Sordo Mundo, that was a school for deaf children down right across the border of Tecate, down in kind of not quite to Ensenada. And we were ministering down there on the weekends. I was doing some construction and all that. And anyway, there was a couple down there that asked us to come to Guatemala with them. And I said, no, my wife will never go for this. But I talked to her about it, and she said, well, if God opens the doors, we're going to go. And so God opened the doors, and we thought we were going to be down there for 2 years, and that was 16 years ago. So we're missionaries in Guatemala, and we've got a little video we want to show you, and it kind of explains a lot what we're doing. I made this video, I think it was in June or July of this year, so... Anyway, so go ahead and roll that video. All right. Well, that was our little video. Let's see. And this is our staff. We have 8 people on our staff, and I'm trying to hire a couple other people. And so... Next slide. Oh, it worked. All right. All these kids come to school and they don't pay anything. The parents don't pay. We have a bus service. In fact, most of the time, or a lot of the times, we pay for the children to take a little bus to get to the big bus stop so that we can pick them up here at the in the middle of Jutiapa. The little boy on the left in the light blue shirt, that's Esteve. That's the little boy who was praying in the video that you just saw. Esteve came new this year. It was his first year. And when he came, you know, he's got a frown on his face and he looks around. He doesn't know anything. He doesn't know that the people that he's living with are his mom and dad. He doesn't know that this is a church, this is a podium, this is a Bible. He doesn't know anything. He has no vocabulary whatsoever. And we have to teach him. And it's such an exciting thing because it takes about a month. And then these kids, you know, they're really, they've got a frown on their face and like, what is going on around here? You know, why do I have to be here? And then the next thing you know, they start signing, you know, and good morning. And, you know, my name is, and then whatever their name sign is. And so they start signing, and then they get the smile on their face. And then Esteve, he always wants to pray. So that's, he always raises his hand to pray. This is a church service. I was preaching at this particular church service on communion. Now, the deaf in Guatemala, they don't like to take communion because they feel totally unworthy that they're, even though they're Christians, even though, you know, most of them are Christians and they've received the Lord as their Savior, but they don't like to take communion because, oh, I'm a bad person. I can't take communion because, you know. And so we have to teach them that, no, this is the time to confess our sins and to, you know, God is willing to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And you take communion to remember what Jesus did for you on the cross. And so that's always a special time. This was a group that came, this is our staff in the blue, and then a group that came down. We have a school group that comes from Westminster Christian School in Miami, and they come down, and we really work these kids. And so they wanted to take a picture with the group. We had a baptism this year, and we baptized 6 people, so that was kind of fun. We don't really have a formal baptismal yet, so we used a little kiddie pool, but it worked, and we dunked them real good, and this is the 6 people, so This was an exciting time for us because this is the fruit of what we're talking about, and so that was exciting. This is the Christmas party that was just 2 weeks ago. This is Pastor Jonathan. I think that's Elvis preaching down there. I can't really see that well, but we had a lot. We had well over 100 people come for the Christmas party, and so that was kind of exciting. It's always neat to see when they come out. One of the other neat things that's going on in the ministry right now is the impact that Guatemala Deaf Ministries is having in other areas of Guatemala, but also in other countries. This is a group that came from Escuintla. Now, Escuintla is a town, is a department, but it's also a town. It's kind of like Los Angeles County and then the city of Los Angeles. So you have the department of Escuintla, and then you have the city of Escuintla. So they came, there was 10 deaf and 4 interpreters that came to our Christmas party. They came Saturday, so they spent the night in our accommodations now that we have there, in our little apartments that we've made. And they were so blown away. For them, it was, you mean there's deaf in other parts of Guatemala? And you mean they have their own church? And you mean they have worship services and Christmas parties? And they have all this just for the deaf? And was like, yeah, it's right here in Jutiapa in El Progreso. And they were just, Elvi said, Greg, you couldn't imagine how excited they were. And so they wanted to take a picture. So that was cool. We're giving them the illustrated Bibles that Jeanette has illustrated and we put together and printed. They're using that. They're using a lot of the other materials that we have available for teaching the deaf in Escuintla. Also, back in November, we had a group from Mexico. Now, this was a group of, I can't remember how many people. I think it was 10 or 11 people. Not all of them are pictured there. It was, I think, 10 interpreters and then one deaf person. And they came and just to learn, you know, how do you do ministry to the deaf? Now, their sign language, as I showed you guys, you know, thank you and water in Mexican sign language, they have a different sign language. And these people are from different areas of Mexico. They all got together and flew to El Salvador, and then they took a bus and came to Jutiapa, which is, we're only about 2.5 hours from the airport in El Salvador. So they came, and just to learn how do you do ministry to the deaf in their country. So Guatemala Deaf Ministries is having an impact all over the world and all over Guatemala. So that's super exciting. So before I get into this, I want to tell you that we do have a sign-up sheet out in the room over here. We have prayer cards. You guys should have gotten one of these. If you didn't, please grab one of these prayer cards, put it on your refrigerator, or please pray for us. And also there's a Christmas letter that you guys can grab there, and it just kind of explains a little bit what's going on and some of the needs that we have. We would like to finish the front of the church off, and there's a whole bunch of other needs as well. So this is the end of the year, so you can please consider Guatemala Deaf Ministries for your end of the year giving. So we would really appreciate it. We appreciate you guys. We appreciate this church for supporting us. As you know, like I said, we were only going to be in Guatemala 2 years. That was 16 years ago. We start in January. We will start our 17th year in Guatemala. So that's a long time, but as you can see by the video, God has really been blessing the ministry, and we're just so excited. We have a solid team. We have a good team, and we're looking forward to teaching a lot more kids and a lot more adults this coming year. So, all right. Today's sermon is called The Test, all right? And it's probably a good sermon for the end of the year. The last 2 years, I've always taught or shared with you guys on the last Sunday of the year. And I kind of like that because I'm not big on New Year's resolutions, but I do think that at the end of the year, it's a good time to reflect on who we are and what we've done and what we're going to do and who we're going to be for the following year. And I think that this test maybe will help us out today. So first, I want to pray for us, though. Lord, I just thank you for this time that you have allowed me and Pastor Mike and Pastor Jonathan have allowed me to come and to share what's been going on, what you're doing in Guatemala. And I thank you for that, Lord. You're doing marvelous things. Lord, I pray for this message, Lord, that you would speak to hearts. Holy Spirit, that you would go and speak to hearts today in Jesus' name. Not only here, but even people who are listening online. And we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. And this is amen. Put your thumb up like this. Amen. All right. Okay, so the verse that I have chosen for this is 2 Corinthians 13:5. It says, examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith, okay? Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you unless you are disqualified? Now, it talks about this test, okay? That's why I've titled this The Test. I do not like taking tests. Have anybody here just don't like taking tests? I am not good at it in the least. I made it through high school, praise God, and I made it through. In fact, I took a seminary class from Elvis about 3 or 4 years ago in Guatemala. He's also a seminary teacher on Saturday mornings. So, but I took this class. It was church history, okay? Historia de la Iglesia, church history. And the book was great. I learned a lot. And to this day, I still don't know, and I don't want to know what I got on the final, because I totally bombed it. I mean, I totally bombed it. It was absolutely terrible. So I just don't like taking tests. Now, this was in a foreign language, too, which is much more difficult. And that was about 3 or 4 years ago, and my Spanish was okay, but not real good. And then after that, I took an advanced Spanish class a couple years ago, and my Spanish went through the roof. And so, I actually passed, not super well, but I did pass that class. And so I was kind of proud of myself there. So I finally passed a test, yes. Okay, so, but here it says, test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you unless you are disqualified? All right, so in the Amplified, it says, test and evaluate yourselves to see whether you are in the faith and living your lives as committed believers. Examine yourselves, not me, or do you not recognize this about yourselves by an ongoing experience that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you fail the test and are rejected as counterfeit? Now, that's kind of a lot of words to say the same thing, but all right, so in Guatemala, you know, we have, and I hope it's not here too, but in Guatemala, we have a lot of people that come to church. And they come to church and their attitude is like, well, I come to church, you know, doesn't that count for anything? I mean, I'm good, right? I come to church and, you know, and so they think that that's, here's our church. They think that, oh, and especially our church, our church is bigger than this church. And it's a beautiful place. It's just for the deaf. It's a place that they can come and it's just for them. There's no Spanish spoken. It's just in sign language. And so, you know, their attitude is like, well, what else is there? I come to church. All right. So now here we have Twin Peaks Community Church. And I would hope that nobody is having that attitude here. They're like, well, I come to church. You know what? Jeepers, what more do you want? You know, what else is there? You know, I come every Sunday, I come to church. So yeah, so great. All right. Well, but it's that same kind of attitude, you know? Well, wow. All right, so Colossians 1:27 says, to them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. So now we're going back to that 2 Corinthians and saying, okay, Christ is in you. That's the hope of glory. Okay, that's your hope, that Christ is in you. That's the mystery. How can Christ be in us? It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. And this is so exciting to be able to teach the deaf in Guatemala. I've been doing a lot of preaching down there lately, and it's just exciting. In fact, I preached this very sermon in Guatemala, and I liked it so much. That's why I'm sharing it with you guys. I've embellished it a little bit, but what we have in Guatemala is we have what we call the five questions that we need to ask ourselves, okay? and I think that this will help us. And every time I come to church or I go to church, I listen to Pastor Mike, I listen to Pastor Jonathan, okay? I'm asking myself these five questions. And I think everybody needs to ask these five questions, okay? So really the sermon title that says the test, it really should be maybe, you know, how do we take the test? Maybe not the test, but how do we take the test? So let's move on. Now this is the illustration that we have, because remember, the deaf in Guatemala don't read. The 97% of them can't read the scriptures. So we have to illustrate everything to them, and this is how we do it. So question number one, what is God? And so we're listening, we're sitting out here where you guys are, even with me, even with Pastor Mike, with Pastor Jonathan, or whatever church you go to, you know, happen to be visiting, or whatever message you hear, okay? And maybe it's a podcast on the radio during the week. All right, we should be asking these five questions. The first one is, what is God saying to me? What is God saying to me in this message? Okay, and and so how we describe that is this one. All right, now, you know, we get these ideas. This is idea, okay? We get these ideas, you know, and Jonathan is preaching, it was like, oh, yeah, we get these ideas, and it's like, and then we open up our hearts and we go, is that what God is saying through this scripture? Oh, well, that's interesting. And so we take those and we learn from them. Okay, so here we have a number one. You guys can see the number one in the tree. And then this is, what is God saying to me? And this Jeremiah 33:3 says, call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. So we're supposed to be asking God, call to him, ask him, say, God, what are you trying to say to me in this sermon? Okay, I'm here sitting in this church at this time. Pastor Mike or Pastor Jonathan is preaching the word. What am I supposed to be learning? You know, is there something I don't know that you're supposed to be teaching me right now? So this is very important. All right, number two. Question is, am I looking for an answer from God in prayer and praise? And this is the picture. So you can see the number two there. Then this is the word for prayer, and this is the word for praise, okay, in Guatemalan Sign Language. So, you know, a lot of times, you know, we hear something and you know, we just kind of forget about it. You know, it kind of goes away. And then God will bring a worship song. Or like I love to listen to Spanish worship songs. I that's all we listen to in you know, for church and everything in Guatemala. And the staff is, you know, playing the worship songs and whatnot. And so it's all in Spanish. So I like Spanish particularly, but you. You know, you listen to the radio, you listen to all the beautiful hymns that songs that we sing and everything. And, you know, and so you ask, you know, well, what is God trying to tell me And a lot of times we can get answers through our praise, and of course through our prayer. You know, we need to pray and ask God, you know, okay, what are you saying to me? And God will reveal what he is saying to you in those prayers. God inhabits the praises of his people. Psalms 22:3 says, but you are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel. So God likes it when we pray and when we praise the Lord. And so we can get some answers there too. Number three is a question that we should be asking ourselves, how do we defeat the devil with the word of God? Now, you know that, you know, the Bible, Jesus even talks about the seed that is sown and then it's ripped out of the ground, the seed is taken away. Well, who does that? It's the devil. And so that's word that is sown into your heart, the devil doesn't like that. And so he tries to take it away. So we need to know how to defeat the devil with the word of God. And here's the sign right here. It's a Bible. You can see the three, okay? And then this is amen. So it's like defeating the devil. Now this is... I want to go over Ephesians 6:13, which is the whole armor of God. So it says, therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, that's important, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. All right, so now here we have, how do you illustrate, how do you teach that, all of that, to somebody who's deaf that can't read all those words that we just read? How do you do that? Well, Jeanette has come up with this picture, okay? So you're standing, you got the helmet of salvation, you got the sword of the word of God, you got the shield of faith, it's the darts coming at it, okay? You got the belt, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Where are you standing? You're standing in a peaceful, you're standing with Jesus, with God in peace. He's got you wrapped in his arms in peace. Now, even though all around you, look what's going on. You don't know which way you're going with that question mark. Your calendar's full. You got too busy of a calendar. You don't know what's going on. There's just so many things. You're sick. You got problems here and there and everywhere, and you don't know. But you take up that armor, and that's how you defeat. And that's how you boost yourself. That's how you encourage yourself, because you've got your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and you're standing in that peace. And I want to read now Matthew 4. I've even got it marked. It says, when Jesus was led up in the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungry. I'm reading this. It's a little bit, it's King James, but it's the only Bible that I can find that's got the Spanish on one side and the English on the other. So bear with me. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said to him, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city, and setteth him up on a pinnacle of the temple, and saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou shalt dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, it is written. Okay, he's doing it again. It is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again, the devil taketh him up on an exceedingly high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only thou shalt serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. So we have this word of God, and it's hard for us in America to understand that there's a lot of people in the world that don't have this right here, okay? And especially the deaf, I can give them this Bible, and it's got Spanish right in it, okay? But they don't know how to read it, so we have to give them something that they know how to take and to use in a situation like that, when life is crumbling around you, and there's issues, you've got problems, and you need to know how to defeat the devil. And so that was number three. And number four, do I need to repent? This is a question. Do I need to repent of sins in my life? Is there something, you know, I'm always, you know, when Pastor Mike or Pastor Jonathan preaches, it's like, okay, you know, sometimes it's just like, ooh, this is, you know, like, oh man, okay, yeah, you're right. And we need to change attitudes. We need to change. We need to repent. And here is the picture of it. You can see that number four in the telescope. See that there? So we need to examine our lives. Okay. So are we drinking alcohol too much? Are we into some goofy things? Are we angry? Are we into some lustful things? Are we jealous? So there's a lot of things that we need to look in our lives, and when we hear the word preached, we need to be asking ourselves, okay, Lord, is there some sin that I need to repent in my life? And so in Spanish, the word for repent is arrepentir. Okay, and so it starts with an A. So everybody put A's up like this. Everybody can do this? I've taught this before in this church, but let's see if you guys remember this, all right? So you're going to start out like this. Okay, so which way is my palm facing? It's facing outward, okay? Now, when you repent, it's like this. So number one, which way is my hand, my palm facing now? It's 180 degrees. From where it was this way to where it was this way, all right? So it's a change of the thinking of what's up in here. Sometimes there's not a whole lot up here, okay? So it's what's up here and then what's in the heart. So it's a change of your thinking, of your attitude, but it's a change of heart too. So we need to repent. And repent is a word for, it literally means to, you know, you're walking in one way, maybe you're in sin, you're repenting, okay, and you turn around, all right, and you walk back to God, and you say, okay, God, I'm throwing away those sins that are holding me back from what you have for me, all right? So that's how we describe it in Guatemalan sign language. So number five is, and the last question is, what course of action do I need to take? And here's the sign for it. You can see the number five there. What course of action do I need to take? Do I need to pray more? Do I need to go to church more? Do I need to witness more? You know, is there somebody at work that you need to be talking to? There's just all kinds of stuff. We need to be asking, Lord, what do I need to do? Okay, so I'm asking you, you got to tell me, because, you know, Greg Somerville is not, you know, I mean, why I'm a missionary, I have no idea, because I am not a saint, you know, I've got my flaws, and but God is using us, and I praise Him for that. But I'm no I'm not a perfect, I am far from a perfect person. I'm always asking the Lord, okay, Lord, how can, and especially now, because we've got this year 2026 ahead of us, and it's like, okay, Lord, what do you want us to do? You know, I've got a sister that's just broke her leg. I got a mom that keeps falling. What do you want us to do? Where do we go? What do we do? Thank God we have a wonderful staff in Guatemala, and these Christmas party and everything, while we're off sharing in other churches, they're there, you know, continuing the ministry. Praise God. And we've got churches coming up. We've got two churches in the next couple months. We've got two churches in Florida, a school, that's big school in Florida. We have two churches in Virginia. We have a church in Boston. We're going to be visiting again. I preached there in Spanish twice before. Some of these churches, three of those churches are Spanish, so I need to be speaking Spanish and bringing the word in Spanish. So, but it's, well, all this other stuff, it's like, you know, what do we do? And so I'm asking, Lord, what actions are we supposed to be taking? And I think that we all need to be doing that. I think that we need to be, instead of just coming to church and hearing a sermon and going home, I think we need to be asking, you know, what can we do? And I like this here. So, you know, a lot of us, you know, we get to a place in our Christian walk or in life even, and, you know, we're comfortable. We get to that plateau and we're comfortable. And it's like, you know, this is kind of nice. I got a nice job. I got this. Everything's kind of going really well. And I don't think that God wants us to be comfortable in that sense of the word, okay? I think that God wants us to continue. Let me go to the next scripture. Philippians 3:13-14 says, "Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one, or to understood, one, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind me and reaching forward to those things which are ahead." Now, for some of you, those things which are behind are hurtful things. They're tragedies, they're hurts in your life, and we need to leave those behind. But also, this could apply to that life, that nice, comfortable life that we're in right now. We're on that plateau, that nice, comfortable life. No, we're supposed to leave that, you know, leave those things behind, and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. I don't think that we're just supposed to be comfortable coming to church and listening to a wonderful sermon and going home and saying, okay, well, that was great. You know, I've got, you know, I checked that off, you know, for the week. I don't think that that's what God wants us to do. I think that God wants us to be constantly reaching forward, constantly saying, okay, Lord, how do I go about this? And you know, that our goal is heaven, okay? Our goal is heaven. And one day we'll all, hopefully, if you've received Christ as your Savior, you'll get to heaven. But the process, I don't think, is meant for us just to sit back. You know, we make it to a certain place in our life, we just sit back, and then that's it. I think that God wants us to do more and more. And I think that a lot of us are able, you know, obviously, you know, some of us, I mean, my sister can't do a whole lot right now. She's laying in Loma Linda, you know, in a hospital bed. But you know, there are people that are just not able to. She can pray, though, and she does. she prays for us all the time. Praise God. So she can do that. But we cannot be comfortable in where we are. We've got to keep reaching forward, keep pressing forward. Got to keep going. Okay, and God will give you the energy. You think, oh, it's tiring. Yeah, it is tiring. But God will give you the energy. So, and then here we have just to wrap up really quickly. Number one is think. Okay, I got to think. Okay, what is God saying to me in this in this sermon or in this whatever message that you hear, prayer and praise. Do I need to be praying? You know, God, what are you trying to tell me in this? And in praise, a lot of answers I get in my praise times with the Lord. And then overcome. Do I need to be standing on this word of God? And I need to be using it against the devil to survive and to overcome and to conquer and to keep moving forward, because that's what we want to do. We want to keep moving forward. We don't want to be comfortable in that plateau. You know, we want to just keep moving forward, keep moving, keep working for the Lord, and then repent. Are there sins in our lives that we need to repent of? Are we doing something that God is not, we know that God is not pleased with, but we keep kind of pushing it off. And, you know, I've done that in my life. It's like, okay, I'll get to that. I'll get to that later. You know, and no, God wants us to deal with that now, because he wants to use every one of you. Now, maybe you're not supposed to go to Guatemala, but Africa or something, but that doesn't mean that God can't use you. God can still use you. You can still pray, and you can still be witnessing to people and praying for people. You can still be doing that, and that's exciting. And pressing forward, we need to just keep pressing forward, you know, to that high calling, that calling that God has called us to. We need to press forward and ask, Lord, what do you want me to do? How am I supposed to press forward? You know, what am I supposed to do? So Jeanette and I are constantly praying, okay, Lord, what do you want us to do? And Carl always thinks that we have a super busy life, and we do. We're running here and there and everywhere, and praise God, he's given us the energy to do it. But it's never without, okay, God, is this what you want us to do? You know, there's that story in the Old Testament. I can't even remember where it was now, where those men came with the dirty clothes and the wine, the old wineskins, and they thought that they had come from a long distance, but they didn't. And they made a treaty with them, and they weren't supposed to. You know, it's because they didn't pray. They didn't ask the Lord, what are we supposed to do in this situation? And that's what we need to do. We need to be asking God, okay, God, what do you want us to do right now? What do you, everybody in this room should be asking, what do you want me to do for 2026? How's it going to, we don't know how it's going to pan out, but how is it going to pan out in my life in working for you, Lord? What are we supposed to be doing? Okay, and I'm going to end with this right here. I might have shown this to you guys before, but this was a sweatshirt that we found in Guatemala. There's a guy in Antigua. His name is Carlos. He's a Christian. He's a really neat guy. And he makes these shirts and puts these sayings on it. And this one is really cool. It says, faith begins at the end of your comfort zone. You know, we all want to be comfortable. We get to that plateau. We all want to be, okay, yeah, I can rest. We can be comfortable. This is great. I don't have to worry about anything, you know, whatever. I'm comfortable. But you know what? Jeanette and I can tell you, this has played out in our lives many, many, many times. Many times, you know, going to Guatemala and learning two languages, Spanish and Guatemalan Sign Language, driving through Mexico, you know, hiring people, you know, dealing with just the different issues that come up, the challenges that come up in Guatemala. You know, we are constantly at the end of our comfort zone, almost all the time at the end of our comfort zone. But you know what? That's when faith comes. It comes at the, because you have to stand. You have to stand and stand firm and say, okay, no, it's tough. But we're going to keep going. We're going to keep moving. And we're not going to be comfortable at that one spot. No, we're going to reach that goal that Christ has given us, that God has given us in his word. And we're going to keep doing that. And so that's my prayer for you guys today, that you will keep pressing forward, that you'll not be satisfied with that little plateau, that comfortable place where you are, that you'll keep reaching forward. And in 2026, you'll do the same. You'll just keep reaching forward and keep going, and that God will bless you and God will bless your family. And it doesn't matter what's going on around us. It makes no difference whatsoever. God will bless you and God will see a way. But we just need to be available. We need to be saying, okay, Lord, here I am. What do you got for me? Okay, so praise God. Lord, thank you for this time that we can have. Lord, I just thank you for this message. I thank you for this message that you gave me to the deaf of Guatemala, but also, Lord, that it's for everyone. It's for me especially. Oh, Lord. Lord, help me to just keep pressing forward, just no matter what's going on around me, Lord, that I can just keep pressing forward with you in sight and with that goal of being with you in paradise someday, Lord. I thank you for it. Lord, bless everybody here today. Lord, meet their needs in this end of the year, this coming new year, Lord. Bless them, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.